Mid-Michigan's place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. If you discovered a new species that no one had ever seen before, what would you name it? For most of us, that's a hypothetical question, but not for our next guest, Dr. Pam Rasmussen, who's an assistant professor of department of Integrative Biology here at MSU and assistant curator at the MSU Museum. Pam has named and described 9 species of birds that were new to science. Dr. Rasmussen was part of a team that recently described a new bird species in Indonesia, and she's here to tell us about the process of describing and naming a new species. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on because I just returned from Florida where mm-hmm. we were out searching for a particular bird, the Florida scrub jay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
I am. I've been to Florida to look for the Florida scrub jay, too.
It's the only bird that is apparently native only to Florida.
Right.
Every other bird you will find in the state of Florida, you will find somewhere else. But this is the only one. We were unsuccessful, by the way.
Oh.
Saw some
no.
bald eagles, but we did not see a Florida scrub jay. How often are ornithologists discovering new bird species?
Well, it is quite a rare event, but on average, something like 4 new species of birds are described to science per year. So that's an average. So that's rare because there are a lot of ornithologists out there publishing papers, and only about 4 end up being new species.
That actually strikes me as relatively high in the 21st century.
Yeah, it is because new techniques have allowed for a greater discrimination of taxa. There are now vocalization databases that allow people to directly compare how different forms sound, and if they sound very different, they should probably be considered different species.
I see.
And also genomics on a large scale allows for the detection of deeply diverged taxa that may happen to look very similar to other taxa. So that's why the rate has accelerated recently.
So these are minuscule differences that only a scientist might be able to discern?
Well, initially, but often that leads to better understanding that allows everyone to be able to discern the differences.
Okay. So. Well, tell us about the new species that you and your colleagues described. Is it similar to any bird that our listeners might see here in Michigan?
It is not very similar to any Michigan bird. The group that it's in, the flycatchers, is not found in Michigan. There's a different group of flycatchers found in Michigan. It's a little confusing, but they're not closely related. But this bird is very similar to a widespread North Asian species that migrates into Indonesia in the winter to spend the cold season in Indonesia and also the Philippines and elsewhere. That bird is called the gray-streaked flycatcher. So the gray-streaked flycatcher is very, very common and widespread. It's got super long wings because it's a long-distance migrant. And the first person who noticed this Sulawesi-streaked flycatcher was a bird watcher who noticed this bird with much shorter wingtips.
Mm, how interesting.
And he thought it had a few other differences, but he could only describe these differences in an informal way because he didn't have what we call a voucher specimen. That is, there were no individuals in museums of the world of this new form. Mm. So he was convinced that he had found a new species, but he couldn't give it a scientific name. And it was a long process because it's quite difficult to get the funding and the permits in order to do the work that is required to actually do the description, to get the material to do the description.
So there you have the new species. It's a Sulawesi-streaked flycatcher.
Yes.
Sulawesi is an island in Indonesia,
yes,
correct?
The 7th largest island in the world.
And we know it's a new species. I mean, the amateur knew it was may have thought it was a new species because of the shortened wings. But you and your colleagues went deeper and could confirm that.
Well, I just want to say one thing. The guy who originally found the bird was not an amateur. He's a tour leader, a highly well-known ornithologist. But he. He was not able to give it a name because of that. So we got a proposal that was funded through the National Geographic Society, and then we were able to get permission from the Indonesian government to do this work.
And what's the environment in which you find the Sulawesi streaked flycatcher?
Well, it is found in forest in the mountains and also in the lowlands. But the place that we eventually found it after quite a lot of searching in the forest was a cacao plantation, which basically it's an area where the original forest has been converted to cacao, although the canopy trees were still in place. So the understory is cacao. And that is what's happened to a lot of the natural forest in Sulawesi and other places, is that a lot of it has been converted to some kind of production forest. But this bird, fortunately for it, is able to tolerate this kind of habitat conversion. And that's where we were finally able to find it. After, well, it took us quite a lot of work. We spent a whole week in camping in that area and netting birds all day long with a lot. We put in a lot of effort, and we didn't even see it for that whole week. Finally, my colleague saw one, and then we still couldn't we couldn't get it in the nets because they fly over the nets. And they were quite scarce and difficult to see. So it's not as easy as it sounds.
How interesting, though, that this species of bird you find, you describe as so adaptable. You find it in all of these different habitats, plus it withstood... It's apparently you found it in this cacao field. I'm thinking of other bird species that are very, very sensitive to their environments, and I'm thinking of Michigan's own Kirtland warbler, right? Which has to have a very particular kind of habitat in which to thrive. Yeah, my point being, some birds are a great deal more adaptable than others.
Right. This one, luckily for it, it's not in any danger of extinction, because as long as there are canopy trees left in these cacao plantations, it can survive there. But that said, it's quite scarce. It's not at all common, even though it's distributed in several areas of Sulawesi at different elevations, different habitats. It is not a common species.
Would it be considered endangered then?
No, it's not endangered because of the fact that it can withstand such changes in its habitat. Now, if you remove those canopy trees from the cacao plantation, it won't be there, I'm sure of that.
Dr. Pam Rasmussen is our guest. Dr. Rasmussen is a biologist and ornithologist and assistant curator at the MSU Museum. We're talking about the effort she was a part of here in recent years, identifying a new species of bird in Indonesia, the Sulawesi streaked flycatcher. There's this interesting process in terms of naming a bird that you alluded to here briefly. How does that unfold?
Well, when you have specimen material, then you can measure and do detailed plumage descriptions and do DNA analyses, and then you use that material to assign a name, and that name then refers to that individual. So it's what we call a voucher specimen. So that's the type specimen.
But is there some kind of authority then, scientific authority or office, that you have to go through?
Yes, definitely. You have to go through a particular procedure, and it has to be done in a way that the name is not used in print prior to the actual date of description, the date that the publication comes out. And it has to be done in a certain format that indicates clearly that it's a new species that you're naming. And it has to have the diagnostic details there.
Do you believe there are any undiscovered bird species left in North America?
North America, it's unlikely, but it's not impossible. Just several years ago, a new species of sage grouse was discovered. And this is a big bird that people had been hunting, and they didn't realize it was a new species until just kind of by accident. Someone who wasn't even a systematist, somebody actually studying the behavior of this sage grouse, realized it was quite different from sage grouse elsewhere. So it's possible. You can't rule it out, but it's unlikely.
What's your most memorable encounter in the field?
Well,
the bird.
Actually, being able to get the sound recording, the first recording of the song of this Sulawesi streak flycatcher, was extremely memorable to me. But more recently, just in December, I was in Guatemala and I hiked up a mountain to see the horned guan, and that is a fantastic bird.
And a guan?
It's called a horned guan, and it's a big turkey-sized bird, black and silver, with a big red spike on the top of its head. And it's endangered. It's quite difficult to find. And we were lucky enough to see one. And I got a couple of notes of its call when it was moving around.
Have you ever seen a bird of paradise?
Yes, several species in New Guinea. And that's also extremely memorable.
And can you tell us which one?
Well,
and
several,
where? Was this New Guinea, Indonesia?
Well, I've seen several in New Guinea, and one of the most memorable ones was called the Little King Bird of Paradise. It's very small, but bright red and sort of satiny, and it's got long, curved tail feathers with a little green round thing on the tip, and it was displaying. That's very memorable. So.
It sounds fascinating.
And my favorite is the Blue Bird of Paradise.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Just fantastic. One of the most beautiful birds in the world. I saw it very well, but I when it was displaying, it was hidden from my view, so I was a little bit disappointed about that.
Well, we want to thank our guest. Dr. Pam Rasmussen is an assistant professor in the Department of Integrative Biology here at Michigan State University, assistant curator at the MSU Museum, and she was recently part of a team that spotted and identified here and looked into the existence of a new species of bird in Indonesia, the Sulawesi streaked flycatcher. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.